Channel 2, right in beginning of Visit with Cookie this Sunday at supper, the 18th of April, 71. Channel 2, right in beginning of Visit with Cookie this Sunday at supper, the 18th of April, 71. Well, we all got different recipes, see? I don't generally have it. I don't know. Sometimes I put cream and sugar in it. Sometimes I...
Look at that. You can fix it.
Take it flat. But I tell you, in, as a rule, if it's percolated, I'll just take it black. But this stuff, I just eat
it. Bring that dough for it a little bit to drink it.
Yeah. Syrup. It's like, if we had some good old syrup like we used to make cooking, we wouldn't break this, would we? Oh, it's nice to catch your breath a little bit, you know. Let me tell you, I like to have the children out here and like to work it with them, but I can't stand it more than 30 minutes at a time. I don't even want them watching me. But you see, in your business, somebody watching you all the time.
All the time.
And you got to like it.
I got to like it. There's no way of getting around it.
No. You can't just go off and do your work. You got to somebody sit there and watch you. For a little while, I enjoy it.
You know, I got so in the last 6 weeks, and even my own kids just irritate the dickens out of me.
Yeah.
I just got to get away by myself.
And they're all beautiful, you know, and healthy, entertaining. I when I first found out that some of the people who was, I used to see them in public, and they always had to get them. They went home, they were hard to live with. And you know, it's hard for me to understand that. Clear enough now. They just take enough, you know. When they get home, they just...
explode.
Hard to get, yeah. Also, that is the first time any of the chitties have been over here leisurely. Willie comes over here and you feel like it's a cyclone.
And Frankie comes and you feel like he's a clown.
But yes, but it's the first time he hadn't hurried home.
And you know, I bet his sister would be a clown if you get her started. Just by talking to her, just that little bit out there. I'll bet she would be a clown.
Margaret.
I'll bet she would.
Yeah. His mama. Did you see her get started?
I didn't stay
over
there.
She puts him to shame, don't you say?
You talk about a clown.
Well, he gets it on, stand on.
He gets it straight.
She hot does, isn't it?
Yeah. They're down there petting all the fence.
The other horses ought to have out here to ride. That's what they ought to have.
Man, that Rowdy's a good riding horse. I mean, he's not rough.
And their attitude is so different. It's more like a horse. I have a workhorse, you know. You work them all day and then ride them home at night.
Yeah, ride them courting at night. I used to.
Yeah.
Their mother. These two horses' mother down here. I'd work her all day long and then ride her to church on Sunday night, Saturday night, during the revival, Friday night.
I keep forgetting that. They're right there in your family, aren't they, these two horses?
Yeah.
And your daddy raised them.
That's right. He raised them.
He just didn't want to let them loose. So you more or less had to
do something.
Come get them. Go get them.
The rest of the kids didn't want them.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was down here said he wouldn't keep them for them.
He's not turned that way.
All he wants is a fishing pole and an automobile. That's all he thinks about.
Yeah.
And he don't care whether he has anything else or not. And his wife don't care whether she has that much or not. I was never so tired of any poor people's life as I was of them no longer than they stayed.
No longer? Stayed a week, didn't they?
Yeah. And that kid of theirs? Oh, I just had to stick my hands in my pockets, keep them slapping her over. I did. Why, she'd sass her mama and tell her what she was going to do and what she wasn't going to do. Don't go around my house.
They are really be ornery.
Boy, she is. She just as ornery as a snake.
Right.
And Larry starts to correct her. He's got to fight the whole family. You see, she was Doris had her from a nut from her other husband. See, Larry and Doris both had been separated before.
Oh.
Larry got married when he was 17, first time. Lived with that woman about 9 months. And she while he was at work one day, where she got a moving van to come in and load every stick of furniture they had, and she was gone. Didn't even leave him a cup to drink out of. He walked back in the house to four bare walls, mister. There wasn't nothing left.
And no directions where to go, where to send the mail.
That's right. Then she had little enough sense to sue him and try to take everything he had. After her walking off, see. Larry didn't leave home. She's the one left home. Larry told her, he said, I'll give you a divorce and that's everything I'll give you. I'll give you the paper, but that's all. I won't even pay for it. And he didn't. He made them pay for it. Then he met this other thing.
He's a great picker. Or do they pick him?
They pick him. He does it exactly what she says, see?
She cracks the whip.
That's right. I got two more brothers the same way. They do just exactly what their wives say do. Lowell, my other brother, Susie expects him to work about 25 hours a day, 7 days a week. He works all the time. She is a slave driver and a gold digger.
She takes the money when it comes in?
That's right. He works for the Hope Natural Gas Company out of Charleston. Makes big money. About $800 a month on the job. Okay. He comes home, eats his supper, gets in his truck, and he goes to his other job. Carpenter. He's a carpenter. Does any kind of carpenter work there is. And stays busy 7 days a week. And he works 12, 1, 2, and 3 o'clock in the morning every night. Then he gets out and walks up and down them hills reading them gas meters for the Hope Natural Gas Company. He walks. He don't ride. You can't ride a vehicle where them gas meters are. Last time I was home, he looked older than I do. He was only 28.
Oh, you mean it's telling on him?
It's already told. He's old. He looks older than I do. And he's just 28 years old. They got one boy. I guess he's 13, 14. Yeah. And his nerves is shot, and he's just 14 years old. And that woman's what racked him. That's right.
Even the children.
Yeah. And she's the opposite with him. She won't let him do nothing. She won't even let him go outside and play with the neighbor's kids. And my sister lives right across the street from him. Jeff never plays with my sister's kids. Never. Sister's got three boys. I said, Tammy is Jeffrey's age, 14. And Perry's 15 past, I guess. And Tammy is, he's Sarah's age, 11. And all three of them boys got a paper route. They run a paper route on a bicycle every morning before school. Before school, man. And poor little old Jeff, he lays in the bed till about 20 minutes before the school bus runs. He gets up and drinks a glass of milk and eats a piece of toast and he's off to school. And then my other three boys, they get out and peddle them papers in the morning before breakfast. They come back in, they feel like eating something. And they're never sick, and he stays sick. Jeffrey stays sick all the time. When he comes in from school in the evening, he takes his shoes off at the door. He don't put his shoes back on. He wears his house shoes all the time. And him a boy.
Well, I just wonder how she gets all that far. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. But I wouldn't stand still 2 minutes for stuff like that.
Well, how does she do it, Cookie? Hell, everybody couldn't do it. They'd be mean as they want to, and still couldn't do it.
Well, Lowell's afraid of her in the first place.
Yeah.
He is afraid of her because she'll knock him down. She's bigger than he is.
Oh, don't tell me.
And she'll fight like a man.
Don't tell me.
Yes, she will.
She just got the bluff on him.
She just got him bluffed, and he's henpecked as anything you ever saw. Larry's the same way. Lewis is the same way. I guess me and Lawrence are only two of the boys that stands up for our rights.
Yeah.
And sometimes I say it's rough in my house.
You have a hard time standing up for your rights?
It's rough. You take where you've got 5 girls and a wife, Lord of mercy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it gets rough.
You don't even have Frankie there to side with you now.
Just like, heck, it was a week ago today. A week ago yesterday, that was. They jumped on me. They wanted the screen put on the front and back porch. I had to put the screen on the front and back porch last Saturday and Sunday, and I did.
They said jump, and you jumped.
It's either do that or else. But I've been scared since then. I guarantee you, I've been scared. And I'll be scared all week.
You didn't let them get a hold of you.
No, I ain't gonna stay there long enough to get a hold of me. I'll be scared all week.
Anybody wants you to scream something else?
Well, you have to get out of the morning.
Yeah. I'm out before Helen goes. Well, see, Helen's off this week.
Yeah.
I can see her point. She wanted to scream then before she cleaned the house up a little bit. She's off for 9 days. Well, it'd been even it ought to have been done 2 years ago, and I never got done until last Saturday and Sunday. So, it's done now.
And then you don't come over at noon, you don't stay at noon. If you don't show up for supper, it's hard for them to get a hold of, isn't it?
If I ain't there by 5:30, well, they don't know where I'm at. And they can't get Guy on the telephone more than half the time because the niggers keeps the line busy all the time. And they can't get you.
We never know where you are.
After 5 o'clock in the evening? Why, it's impossible to get this line.
That's right.
You've got to be a magician.
Yeah.
Then on the weekend, they don't have too much time to nadir than themselves, do they? On Saturday, Helen's busy.
I see. She works on... She'll be working on Friday night. Well, she'll come home Saturday morning.
Yeah.
She'll go to bed and go to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be gone before she wakes up.
Now, she got to go to the grocery?
Yeah, well, I'll take her to the grocery store.
That afternoon?
Yeah.
Schedule like yours, it's hard to get to Sunday school, isn't it? There's too many other things that happen.
Too many other things I have to do.
How often do you show up over there?
Sunday school?
Church, Sunday school.
Shoot, I haven't been there since Reverend Drew left.
Yeah.
Helen has been irregular. She didn't feel Chipper there some of the time. Seemed like I heard you all say.
Ah, she didn't feel good, but we're on fault.
Appetite too healthy.
That's right. She's going there and eat like I'm telling you she'd eat more than my whole family.
What did she eat for supper?
What did she eat for supper? Oh. Well, I'll tell you what she eats for dinner. And she usually eats more for supper than she does the other two meals put together.
Oh, really?
And judge it for yourself. She had ham for dinner. Canned ham. And right across the broadest part of it. She eats a slice about that thick.
Half inch?
Yeah. And she had baked beans, scalloped potatoes, and salad.
Baked beans is filling, scalloped potatoes is filling.
Fattening. Okay. She held her plate the first time with all that. Then she goes back to the ham. She gets another slice of ham. And some salad. And two slices of rye bread. And a cup of coffee. She got up from the table. Gosh, I'm in misery. She goes to the syrup of blackmail bottle. Every day. You got to keep it in the house.
The what?
A laxative, syrup of black dog.
Oh. Yeah.
And she'll take 2 tablespoonfuls every day if it's in the house. That's why she don't feel good. Try to tell her, but you might as well talk to that jug over there and get more out of it.
Well, that stuff put it down, could you? That's strong. At least my recollection is
it. I don't know. But that's just a habit she got herself into, and she just will not try to break it.
Yeah. Oh, it's easy to get that habit. I'm telling you, let me tell you. I come in here, and if there's a biscuit on the table, I pick it up and eat it. First thing you know, I'm thinking about, Dad Bun, I wish I had another little piece of biscuit. And the next day, it's the same thing. Why, Lord help us. I'd walk around the biscuit like poison or a snake or something. I don't have enough willpower to you know. No.
Well, you know, for the past 2 years, I ain't joking you, or I ain't exaggerating, or I ain't bragging or complaining. But I feel better right now than I felt in the past 2 years.
And you look better too, Cookie.
I weigh 146 pounds, babe.
And it's good. I'll be back.
trouble you had, because he was just from them full tooth, teeth. And what was it, just one tooth?
One tooth.
And all those high-powered medical men did everything but do that.
They did everything but look at my teeth.
Well, it's like you had sense enough to.
They didn't hurt me. They didn't hurt me.
No. They just poisoned you.
That's right.
I was 8 or 9 years old, had my tonsils taken out, and they could tell it was inflamed. And I remember, because they put them tweezers, wires on there and clamped them, cut them out. And when they got one of them, the inflammation just flew out.
Mm-hmm.
Had a half a cup full, you see. And that held me down. And as soon as that was out, I started growing again.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, I believe if I hadn't went and got my teeth pulled when I did, them teeth killed me within a year. Because I'd give up, I'd soured on doctors, you know. I have completely soured on doctors.
One tooth.
One tooth.
But they almost pulled your head off getting that out.
I thought it was done and gone.
Took 3 of them to hold you?
That's right. Took 4 of them to hold me. 2 doctors and 2 nurses. And then a doctor to pull it. But it didn't last for just a split second.
Yeah.
I mean, he just went in there and, I mean, it was gone. He got a hold of it, and that was out. It felt good after it came out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, I've got to go to Waldo and get some hay. My.
They didn't have any out there?
He wasn't there. I went out and looked at them cows. He got some pudgy cows. Them heifer calves make money at 30 cents a pound on the market tomorrow.
Yeah.
They would make money.
What I envy is that thick pasture. Oh, man.
My goodness alive.
Now, back there, not the front one, but the back one, that's where you went.
Yeah.
That's that stuff you sowed.
That's right. That's ryegrass.
That's ryegrass. And they just sowed it out on the top.
On the top. That's right.
Didn't do a thing to it. In Bahia.
In Bahia. That's right.
The 1st of November. And now I didn't get the details from him. He fertilizes. I don't know when, but it was heavy. And when he turned his cows in on it, I don't know that.
What I imagine he done, I imagine he put some fertilizer out when he put the seed out.
I don't know.
Then, after the seed started, he goes back over and gives it another application of fertilizer.
Fertilizer's heavy.
I was interested in what she said. She said it's, when they sell, they like to sell their cows. They won't sell them on the market. They sell them to somebody that they know, and they tell them, or rather, when they sell them, they tell them that those cows have been used to see heavy food. And when they sell them, not to expect them to stay like they are unless they feed them heavy.
Yeah.
And don't come back to them and say that they didn't stand up.
That won't do any good.
No, but at least they say, they tell it. But they really see them. Well, they have to bring a lot to make it come out even, I guess.
Well, I hope that man don't back out on them horses tonight, between them now and this time tomorrow night. Because this time tomorrow night, I'll have them unloaded. Yeah.
Move them.
Move them out.
Just going to keep little man.
Just little man. I'd sell him if it wasn't for Laura. Just keep these two down here.
These are sure do anybody. They'll do anything you want them to do. Cookie, that corner over there has just disappeared at the base station. Nobody there anymore. You never see anybody. I don't see Etheridge, what's his name? Gorman?
Gorman. No, Clyde don't hang around no more. I haven't saw Clyde since he sold out. I haven't saw Gorman. I haven't saw Bud Gillian. I haven't saw Walter Beach. And he owes me some money. But I wouldn't ask him for it. He had a heart attack. He almost died. He was in the hospital down there for about a week.
Well, now, that's what I said to you over there when we were sitting in the car. That little corner had been right handy. And, you see, our paths don't cross anymore. No time.
No.
And you just need a place where you can run into people. Sometime.
Well, I'm going. I ain't going back in the service station business.
You never expected to get in that in the first place. Again, did you?
No.
Well, it looks like you're set, aren't you?
Yeah, I've got a good opportunity for them at. They've offered me a supervisor's job and I turned it down. They've offered me, they want me to go to the main shop, and I turned it down, because I don't want to bend them ranches no more for a while. Where I'm at now, I don't have to answer to none of the high officials. I do what they tell me to do, and I'm the only man they got that's got driver's license that can do my job. So I got it made.
Nobody to ride you.
That's right. If they tell me I'm not doing it right, I'll tell them that they can't do it any better, see? And I'll do it. And I've got a fine man for a supervisor as there is over there.
Who's that?
Melvin. Leslie Melvin.
Where's he from?
He's from Angel. Been there for 17 years. In that same department, 17 years.
Well, now, that sounds like he's steady enough to keep it quiet.
That's right. He never gets in a hurry. He said, take your time. And he goes off and lets you alone and lets you fight it out yourself. Now, he left me Friday, me and Mr. Hale. He left us out there. He left us about an hour and a half work to do. He said, don't get in no hurry. Take all day long. And we just stood around there all day Friday. All we had to do was take a tractor and grade a place out. Oh, gosh. It wasn't as big as Suzanne and Jim's garden. Take a tractor with a blade and smooth it out and pick the rocks up out of it. That's all we had to do. Heck, I could have took a shovel and smoothed it down in a half a day myself. But he left two men there to do that little job all day long. They stood around, drunk coffee, and smoked cigars, and watched the demonstration, and listened to it, and all that kind of junk.
But you got acquainted with that new shovel of a thing.
That's right.
Scoop, what do you call it?
Scoop, yeah. I got acquainted with it. They asked me if I could run it. I said, yes, I can run it. I've never run one before, but I run that one. And they assigned me to that tractor.
Uh-huh. Isn't that nice?
Brand new tractor. Didn't have 200 hours on it.
Got a cushion in it, see?
It sure has. And got a foot feed on gas feed down here.
It has.
Yeah, and got turn signals on.
Now that scoop, what'd you call it?
Yeah.
If the ground's too hard, if it's not hard, you can just run along and take off the dirt the way you want it.
That's right.
If it's too hard, you've got
those prongs that you can turn down there and tear it up where you can get a hold of it.
And then if you want to grade anything, you just push backwards.
That's right.
You ought to push backwards anyhow.
Yeah. That gives you a smooth surface for your tractor to run on.
Yeah. You can't grade anything. You're pulling the grader.
Yeah, and it's got power steering on it too.
And they cost, so that's the only trouble of that school, it's costly.
Mm-hmm. But now that is leased. They leased that tractor from Santa Fe Tractor Company.
For very little.
Very little, because it's the University of Florida.
Advertising. But then that goes back to Santa Fe, and nobody can get it. And I had connections with Santa Fe one time, and they got back a good tractor like that, and I'm telling you, they charged for it.
Yes, sir. They charged practically as much as you...
They didn't cut out on the age of the tractor, I'd say.
No.
So I haven't been back out there to buy anything. They kept telling me that they were going to get something that I could use. And they had the price. Well, when I went back out there, it was going to be around $1,800, $2,000. It's $2,800. That's how.
That's Al Summers' tractor right here. If I can get back in here, time tomorrow evening. Fix that.
Well, I just going to say, Cookie, as much as you are committed to, I've been looking around for a mechanic. And I find them. But I don't know them well enough to trust them. And they could just fix me up, you see, by turning somebody loose on something. They'd put in everything new except what I wanted.
I'm going to take that out there I'm gonna tap it out. I got out there this morning in my junk and got to looking, and I found some fittings that I can put in there. I'm gonna tap that thing out. I'm gonna get me a die tomorrow. I'm gonna tap it out. I'm gonna put a 3/8 fitting in there. Screw it in, you know? And then put that there thing back on and put it together.
I wanna see you do that. I'd love to see that.
I'm gonna do that.
I never watched anybody do that metalwork.
It's an awful close place. I may have to take that ram down out of there.
Yeah.
Before I can get to it.
That's no great obvious.
But I'm gonna do it. Then this weekend, I've got the pistons, the sleeves, and rings, gaskets, and everything for that Ford tractor. I'm gonna put them in it.
You get it started. Oh, Slim Jim out here can do a lot of the work.
I'm gonna bring my tools down here and.
You can just let him work it, tell him what to do.
I'm gonna get right in there and me and him get in there and tear that thing all the pieces and put it back together.
Yeah. Now that's what he's used to, working along with somebody. See, he works with his daddy.
And his daddy points out things for him to do.
Yeah. And he don't, you know, he don't have to run with the ball.
But I'll need some help. I will. I'll need some help.
That's a lot of bolts.
I know that. It's a lot of, be a lot of heavy lifting there.
Yeah.
Rolling and tumbling.
Yeah.
He's strong.
Oh, yeah.
And he's worked on it.
So I figure this weekend, I ain't scheduling a blame thing for Saturday and Sunday. Not nothing.
You know what? I don't think anybody were these days going to run across any prettier heifers than them over there.
No, sir.
And you can get cows. Now, they are yearling heifers. You got to keep them a while before you breed them. For a long time, I tried to buy heifer calves. 2-year-old, year and a half. They wouldn't sell me the good stuff. They would keep that to restock with.
That's right.
Now, he'd got some good stuff there, and he'd let you have it. And, see, they'll grow off in no time. Them pretty things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, if I was going to trade with him, I would see if he wouldn't keep them for 3 or 4 weeks till we get a rain. Because we don't have the pasture over here.
That's right.
We got nothing to hold them. And you see, with this high pressure, it keeps all the weather out. And,
Well, you know, I'd go ahead and fertilize that pasture down there, but I don't want to fertilize it till just before, until we can get a rain on it. I don't want my horses to eat it.
Yeah. You know, the easiest way to get fertilized to is through Seminole.
Yeah. They bring it up here and dump it off.
And you don't have to worry about it, and it don't cost any more.
How much should I put on that down there?
Hell, I'd put 400. There's just a little over 2 acres. I'd put half a ton.
That's more than 2 acres, isn't it?
Between 2 and 3 acres. Not as much as you think. Up on the top there, there was just about a solid acre. That's where I put potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I cut a side off, you see, over there where those trees are.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you've got another acre, you see, going down a hill, but it's about 2.5 acres. Then you've got some cut off in those trees.
Yeah.
And that part down there where it's sandy, it needs attention the most, and that'll grow stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll grow that hill. But it ought to be fertilized heavy. And if it gets ahead of the horses, you see, you can put another horse in there, or what are you going to do?
What the? I ain't
put
putting
cows
no,
in there.
Shoot, I ain't putting no more horses. I'm gonna buy cows. I ain't gonna buy no more horses. Of course, I made some money trading horses, guy. I made some money.
Yeah, but that's a sort of you don't get paid for what you put in for your time or your energy or your.
But I'm gonna buy some cows.
You know, one of the first things I noticed when we come out here and got a few horses was how little people would pay you for a horse. You take a colt at weaning time, they wouldn't want to give you $100 for it.
Shoot, no.
At weaning time.
I don't want to disgust you or discourage you, but you take Ajax and Bubba to put them on the market, you'll be lucky to get $100 bill out of either one of them right now.
I know it. I don't own either one of them.
And I'll tell you, this might sound silly, but it's the truth. I could take Hubert H. and put him on the market, guy, and get more dollars than you could have any other thing you got on the block.
You reckon?
Yeah, because a kid can ride him.
Yeah, that's the thing. And furthermore, he's spirited.
If you want him to be.
Yes, if you want him to be.
He'll bring more dollars than every one of them other horses.
That's what people are looking for and don't know it, you see, for children.
That's right. I know. I took an old mare to Valdosta. She was about in the order that Hubert H. is in. And I would say just about as old. Okay. I took a nice, trim gilding. And she brought more money than that nice, trim gilding did. That gilding brought me $92.50. And old Rosie brought me $135. Because they said, can a kid ride her? I said, I'll guarantee it.
Yes. That's, you don't stick your chin out when you do that.
That's right. But I couldn't guarantee a kid to ride that Palomino. Uh-uh. Now that's the difference. Them big horses of mine, didn't I put them on the market and not boost them any, they'd bring around $100 a piece.
Oh, they'd do better than that, could they?
No, they wouldn't.
Well, you wouldn't put them on the market.
No.
You'd wait for somebody to come around who's interested in them, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I've got three or four people interested in them now, but I'm not interested.
That's the biggest attraction we got out here.
That's right.
Horses. The people that know horses.
Them girls that was out here this afternoon, that was petting over the fence down there?
Yeah.
Why, they just thought they was out of this world.
Well, there you are. If they notice.
Yeah, they notice the difference. Why, a horseman would blame sure notice the difference. Well, I'd better go so I can get up the wall, though. By 8 o'clock or 8:30. We'll be in about that time.
No telling how long this beautiful dry weather will last. Did last until sometimes, you know, the grass gets dry and it gets purple.
That's right.
But they tell me it's still got vitamins in it.
It has.
Even when it's dry.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having a little minute. I'll tell you what I wish we could do. Now, I can't do it myself. You see, because my machinery breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim is helpful, but I can't, he won't follow through on anything.
Uh-huh.
I wish we could sort of get the equipment going, and you had a little time where we could put in a little something, I don't care what, sweet potatoes or Irish potatoes or something. We've got all that place over there. You know?
Uh-huh.
And it would be nice to have some produce. I'm telling you, it would be nice. And when people come, you have something to give them, take home with them, and have plenty yourself, and it don't cost anything. Just your time, and that would be your pleasure, you know.
Uh-huh.
If we get around to it, that'd be one nice thing.
Well, when do they put out sweet potatoes?
Anytime.
Anytime.
After the frost, you see, they are mighty fragile.
Oh, yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, where do you want to put them?
Well, we got that place over there, where the other day.
Over there where the rhino was?
Yeah. You see, you can put them up there on the top there. You don't have to put sweet potatoes in rich ground. You want them in hard ground.
Yeah, clay.
Yeah.
You can put them up the back side.
Could put them clear across there.
And put an electric fence down there. I mean, just a strand of wire down there. And put millet down here where it's low and heavy.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
We could put a millet down there too, see?
Okay. And I need to cut up that flat place down there and get rid of that old
boom sage. That flat.
And it's moist about right down there now, you see. But mm-hmm. I haven't got anything to. I'm out of power. And, I don't know, 2-3 hours would cut it up.
Oh, yeah.
When it's not too dry.
Yeah.
And I can't get in there when it's wet.
That's right, you're bogged
so
down.
Yeah, this is about the right time now.
Well, if I can get that track fixed there tomorrow evening here. And, because I'll be down here tomorrow evening. I'll be down here every evening next week.
Well, now, you know, you don't want to push or anything like that, but I'm just saying, you know.
Because I dang sure ain't going back home for a while, early. But they're just getting under my skin so dang deep, I got to get out.
Well, with this daylight saving, we're going to have time to work a little bit.
Yeah, because, see, I'll be home by, shoot, I can get in 5-6 hours in the afternoon. I just got my bed made over yonder.
Yeah, they'd be glad to get rid of you every now and then.
I got my coffee over there, too.
Yeah.
I got my beans and my soup. My milk.
Well, that'll tide a man over a long time.
Yes, my fella. No, Helen's just getting so irritable to live with. She's in a change, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's better for me and her both if I just get out and let them alone. Let them fuss to themselves.
Yeah, you can bring some of your children over here. It'd be good for them.
Yeah.
Bring them over here and put them to work. Have them run around. You know, it would really, because if anybody's over here, you see, just let them race around and nobody looking over them, overlooking them.
But, yeah.
You know, just out from under you.
Yeah, I have my old truck fixed. I'm gonna bring it over here to and run it on the used on the place here till I get a tag for it and sticker put on it and so on and so forth. Oh, it runs sweet, guy.
Oh,
it runs. Oh, yeah.
How much you got it in?
$50.
Well, $50 $100 or something. Get one. Let me tell you, that's right. That'd be nice. I tell you what, I work out of a tractor. tractor's too slow and it's noisy.
Yeah.
You can't hear what's going on. What you need is some old broke down truck.
Yeah.
And here, you see, if it breaks down, it ain't going to hurt anything.
That's right.
If you're on 75,
it's going to hurt something.
Yeah.
This is a 53 Chevrolet pickup. I mean, it runs just nice as you please. Got a late model engine in it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Got a good bed on the back. And take a lot of money to put it through inspection. So.
Oh, that's right.
You
know, that's one thing. If we had something like that over here, it'd take the pressure off these tractors.
Yeah.
Because I run them old tractors right smart.
All right, you could jump in that thing, go to the back pasture. It's got big mud grip tires on it. So forth. And I've got nothing in it. Unload your fertilizer right in the back of it, carry it out in the pasture.
That's right. That sure save your back.
That's right. And it'd be up high enough, you would have to pick it up off one of them trailers.
Okay. They could unload it right there on the thing.
And you've got a spot right here where you could put it right in here, see?
Right in there.
But I wanted to get the brakes fixed on it. I didn't want to bring it down here with no brakes on.
We're going to have some onions. You can eat onions, Sam.
I've got some kind of greens and a little ham and these onions.
Already cooked. You can just eat a snack before you go.
Green.
We haven't eaten all day.
I'm not going to do much more cooking.
Turn your light on. Hey.
Yes.
Suzanne and Jim gone?
Yeah. They were out here all day yesterday. They do a little studying tonight.
Yes, I don't think a little snack would hurt. Seemed like I've just been snacking all day, Faith. Turn that on. That's the way it's been since you came from the Western
Auto.
And you can't get in it. You see, because it's sealed. And they don't last any time. And one of them gets dim, and the whole shebang gets dim. Set it down. want a little light and work by it, that's to put your foot on it, I guess.